Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
July 25th, a day filled with teams at the heart of championship controversy, a rushing title, and more. Because on this episode of the Football's History Headlines, we discuss the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, a big Falcons signing, and remember Sweetness on his birthday, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, and they're all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
You know, I've been finding out the more and more I get into football history, it's almost like a spider web that's interconnected stories, the players, the teams, the leagues, and they're all intertwined into one great volume of great football history. And it is such a fun journey to go through it with all of you, our listeners, and to just experience this great history and then look at where the game is today and just really appreciate what these early owners, players, and coaches did for our game and the innovations that they did and the toughness and the political aspects and everything just intertwined. Just excellent. Now, we would like to put on a little assignment for you, our listener. We want you to give us some feedback on what you think we're doing as far as the job as football history. And what do you want to hear next? And what do you like? What do you dislike? We'd like you to email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. I will personally answer every email sent. And there's been a lot of them coming in so far. And we are taking your words and your advice very seriously and trying to make this the positive portal of football history that we want it to be in Pigskin Dispatch. And we really appreciate that. Now, let's get into our football history headlines for today, because we have the July 25th gridiron history to talk about. And it has a rich history. And we'll start off with July 25th, 1924. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets franchise is established and plays in the NFL from 1924 through the 1931 season. And where is Frankfurt, you may ask? Well, it is in the northeastern section of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The origin of the team can actually be traced back to 1899 as the Frankfurt Athletic Association. The early FAA had a membership fee of $10 per person. That wasn't any small fee at the time. The average U.S. weekly wage in 1899 was less than $13 a week. The proceeds of the membership fee were to go to charity. Local charities, such as the Frankfurt Hospital and the local Boy Scouts, among others, were known to receive donations from the Jackets. The Frankfurt team won the NFL championship in 1926, but they were also part of removing a championship from a rival a year earlier in 1925. The Yellow Jackets protested a non-league game that Pottsville Maroons had played in their territory, Philadelphia, against the Notre Dame All-Stars, and that was against the rules at the time. The territorial rights issue was investigated by the league, and the Maroons were found guilty of territory infringement. Thus, they were suspended, giving the Chicago Cardinals the 1925 title. Now, I won't go into that because there's people much smarter than me that are going to do that. Joe Ziemba, for instance, is our Chicago Cardinals expert historian, probably the expert historian in the world of the Chicago Cardinals, and he tells the tale much better. And we're going to have him on talking about the early Racine Cardinals and probably the Chicago Cardinals. But you can also check out Joe at Sports History Network, When Football Was Football, and he tells a couple episodes about the great Cardinals teams in that 25 title. Unfortunately, in the 1930s, the Yellow Jackets slipped into deep financial woes and were sold in bankruptcy court. Now, our friend Upton Bell told us this in his February 25th, 2021 interview. We had him on talking about his father, the late Commissioner Burt Bell. And he tells us that his parents, Burt Bell and Frances Upton Bell, his mother, purchased the struggling Frankfurt Yellow Jacks franchise in that bankruptcy court that we just told you about, and then renamed them the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, please look for more information soon on the story of the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets and their contributions, players, and origins in our early pro football franchises series. And we are going to have a really special guest coming up in the coming months here that's going to tell us all about the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. And I think you'll be really excited to hear that. So stay tuned for news on that. Now, also on July 25th, but in the year 2013, the Atlanta Falcons, according to an NFL.com report, signed franchise quarterback Matt Ryan to a five-year, $103.75 million contract extension in 2013. Matty Ice deserved the bump in pay, too, as he won the 2016 NFL MVP award, in the process leading the Falcons to their second Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. Ryan, it was a two-time Pro Bowl selection and the 2016 first-team All-Pro over the course of this contract. And Matt threw for 4,000-plus yards and passing yards, and each year of the deal, and tossed for 4,000-plus passing yards in 10 straight seasons since 2011, which is the second longest such streak in NFL history. Only Drew Brees is ahead of him on that. And that's not too bad a company at all. July 25th, 2019, NFL veterans were required to report to camp for the following teams: Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee Titans, Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings, New Orleans Saints, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that was our last real normal season of the NFL, that 2019 season. And I'm sure we could all wish we could go back to that and not have to worry about these pandemics and such. July 25th of 1900, that's our first Hall of Fame birthday for July 25th. In Medford, Massachusetts, Eddie Tryon, he was a halfback out of Colgate University from 1922 to 1925, per the National Football Foundation. Tryon holds the program's record for the most points scored in a single game with a whopping 42 points, and the most TDs in a single game with an astounding 7 trips to pay dirt. The NFF goes on to say that Cannonball Tryon was a master at saving the Maroons from defeat. One such example was Colgate's famous matchup with Ohio State in 1923. It was Tryon's touchdown runs of 65 and 25 yards that created a 23-all stalemate with the Buckeyes. And in 1925, the Colgate captain stunned Princeton when he scored the only touchdown of the game in a 7-0 upset of the Tigers. Mr. Tryon was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in the selection class of 1963. July 25th, 1934, Springfield, Ohio, Ron Burton. He was a halfback out of Northwestern University, and he played there from 1957 through the 1959 season, and he was entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1990, according to the National Football Foundation. His Northwestern career was led by the legendary head coach, Era Parsegian. Mr. Burton was an All-American in 1959. He also finished 10th that season in the Heisman voting. In 1960's AFL draft, he became the Boston Patriots' first ever draft pick. Burton was also the first Patriot to ever rush for 100 yards in a game. Now, there are some great answers for your next NFL trivia contest that you enter. So if you're in that Boston area, make sure you look up Ron Burton. July 25th, 1954, Columbia, Mississippi, Walter Payton, the Pro Football Hall of Fame running back of the Chicago Bears, was born. The Jackson State product was also enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in the 1999 class. Walter ran on the Jackson State gridiron from 1971 through the 1974 season and was a key cog in that offense. According to the footballfoundation.org, Sweetness finished his career at Jackson State with 464 points and 3,563 rushing yards in his college career. The point total was a modern-day record for college football. He averaged 6.1 yards per carry for 4 years. And Walter is remembered at the collegiate level still to this day, as he is honored in 1987 with the founding of the Walter Payton Award, given each year to the league's leading player in 1AA football. Payton was a great player who worked hard and was known for his outstanding runs during his career. He even was the NFL's all-time leading rusher until Emmitt Smith surpassed him. In just 13 seasons, Peyton rushed for 16,726 yards, hauled in 492 passes, and scored 125 touchdowns per the Pro Football HOF.com website. We honor this great player and human who had an untimely death in 1999 at the age of 45 due to a rare disease. Now, we have a story on our off-field spotlight stories, and there's a link to it on our July 25th post, but you can also go into our search box, the powerful Earl to Go search box on pigskindispatch.com, type in Walter Peyton, and I'm sure that the spotlight story will come up to you and show you all the great things that this man did off the field along with his family to support his fellow community members and make it just a better place to live in that Chicago area. Now, we also have our video that we posted last year on the July 25th, and I think maybe you'll get some enjoyment out of that, see some of our old adaptations of some of these stories. And, you can find us on Sports History Network, and just a great place to go for sports history. There's 21 different podcasts on there talking about a variety of sports history from a bunch of different genres and ages and eras, and there's something for everybody to enjoy there. It's all family friendly, and I think you'll really enjoy it. SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Also, if you want to go to football history, go to the portal to positive football history, PigskinDispatch.com. We're hoping that we cover just about anything your mind could want in the game of football, and we're trying to get bigger and better every day. And, you know, like I told you, we have that great search box that you can go in there and search just about any topic in American football and American football history, and hopefully you'll get some results there that'll be to your liking, and plenty of podcasts there. We have almost 400 of them going there. Can you believe that we've gone that far in such a short amount of time? And we'd love to have the content because we want to provide great football history for you, our listeners, and we so appreciate you coming here each and every day to join us and listen to us on the Pigskin Dispatch and the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Now's a good time to take a break from our football history discussion and hear from one of our sponsors, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.